of Torah. So I think tonight's topic is Rus, a lesson or a journey throughout Jewish history. And we'll have some insight as to exactly what that means. So the opening psukim of Megillas Rus tells us, Vayihi bimei shvot ha-shoftim, and it was in the day that the judges judged, Vayihi rav ba'aretz, and there was a famine in the land, Vayelech ish mi beis lechem Yehuda, Vagor b'stei Moab, and there was a man from the house of Lechem, mi beis lechem Yehuda, who went to live in the fields of Moab, Hu v'ishto shnevanav, he and his wife and his two sons. V'shem ho'ish Elimelech, and this person's name was Elimelech, v'shem ishto Naomi. His wife was Naomi, v'shem shnei banav, were Machlon v'chilyon, v'yavos de Moab v'yusham. And they came to the fields of Moab, and this is where they were. Rashi, on the opening pasuk or psukim of Megillas Rus, comes and describes and tells us exactly who Elimelech was. Asher Gadol Haya. He was an extremely wealthy individual. Haya Ufarnes Hador. He was also the supporter of the generation. V'yotza me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. And he left from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz mipnei tzaras ha'ayin, because he was miserly, he was stingy. Shahaisa eno tzara ba'aniyim, and he was stingy when all the aniyim would come and would press him, they would knock on his door, please help us out, help us out. And therefore, says Rashi, lekach ne'enosh, and that is exactly why he was punished. And obviously we know, the Megillah continues and tells us that this person, Elimelech, this Parnes Hador, this supporter of the generation, though was very miserly and stingy, when it came to supporting the Aniyim that would come and knock on his door, the Megillah tells us, Vayomas Elimelech, that this man, this Parnes Hador, he died. And the obvious question that one has to ask is, how does the punishment, how is that commiserate with what he had done? Granted, he was a very wealthy person, and he left Eretz Yisrael because he was miserly, he was a tzar ayin. He was very stingy, he didn't give handouts to aniyim. But asks Reb Revda, Habara yisbarach eno mimaher lahanish adam b'misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't quick to punish a person with death. Gam im nag adam shalo kahogan. Even if a person is not acting correctly, yeshnan drachim rabos lahachzira lamutav, there are many avenues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use, can bring, that would bring this person to repentance. Betchila, originally or initially, garmim lo hefted mamon. He'll lose his money. He'll start questioning, I was so wealthy. I had all this money. Now it's all gone. Where did it go? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me something. Maybe it's because I was stingy. I was miserly. I ran away instead of giving tzedakah. That is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu typically acts. Ulai yis'or v'yachzor v'tshuva. Maybe his hefzin mamon, his loss of his wealth, will cause him to repent. Im gam zelo ozer. And if this doesn't help, shalchim machla begufo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a machla. He'll bring some type of sickness upon his body. Again, like we'd see with Saras. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the home or deals with the begadim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will attack the body. But that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first action. That's not his first use of means is to simply cause a person to die. That's not the way Hashem works. But yet we see over here that is precisely what Hashem did. How do we understand that? Onesh Hamoves Hasofi, says Rav Revda, that usually Misa is left all the way as a last-ditch effort. Nothing happened to bring this person to tshuva, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause him to die. But that's the last stage. That's not usually what happens. He's stingily, he's miserly, and comes along the psukim and tells us, Vayomas Elimelech Ishnami, that he's dead. It's very difficult to understand, especially that that's usually the last recourse, that the last thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do is bring a person to Misa. But until that point, there are many different avenues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could use to cause a person to repent, to be lachzor l'tshuva. That's the first question that we have to try to understand. The second is very fundamental. It's a very simple question. And that is why are we reading Ma'inyan Rus Eitzel Atzeres? Why are we reading Rus on Shavuos? Chazal tells us there's no Tumah v'Tahara. There's no impurity or purity. There are no halachas of Isser v'Heter. There isn't anything that smells, that resonates Torah in this book. Let's think about it for a second. You have Koheles, that's red. On Sukkos, it's Chag HaAsif, it's a time when we bring in our grain. A person will start believing, Kochem ve'otzen b'yodis achay lazeh, that look how great I am, look what I've accomplished. And therefore we need to read the book of Koheles to humble us, to ensure that we remain humble, that we have humility. We realize it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're peasants in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have anything. We read Koheles on Sukkos, it makes sense. And Shir HaShir on Pesach. It's a love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. Pesach is what fortified, what concretized, and the beginning of that love affair was Pesach, where it was a Zman Cheruseinir, where we now are no longer Avadim, we're no longer enslaved to Paro, but now we are Avadim, we're slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hence it makes sense to have this beautiful, the Song of Songs. And Megillas Esther speaks for itself. We're obviously going to read about the unbelievable miracle and the heroism of Esther on Purim itself. And Eicha, it laments all that would come to be if Klal Yisrael didn't come and rectify their ways. But Rus on Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. It's a time where Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. Give me a book that has halachos, that I can learn something. What better way to celebrate Zman Matan Torah Seinu than to sit with a good piece of Maimer Chazal, a good halacha that we can dissect and digest and ponder and pour over. Not a story. It seems to be so elementary, and the Torah is so deep and so profound. So there are those that suggest, well, indeed that might be true. But Shavuos is the birth and the death of David HaMelech. And we obviously know that David HaMelech came from Rus. So we're going to read Rus on the day that David HaMelech was born and the day that he died. Well, if that's the case, why on Zayin Adar do we not read the entire Torah as a commemoration to Moshe Rabbeinu, who had died on that day and was born on that day? Every single Zayin Adar, we're going to proclaim a new halacha. We're going to take the entire Torah and read Toras Moshe on the day that he was born and the day that he died. But we don't do that. Well, then why then are we reading Megillas Rus when, again, there is no halacha, there's no tumah, no tara, no Isser, no Heter? What is it doing on the day that we receive the Torah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu? And I think that the answer is that there's no better Megillah to read on Shavuos than Megillas Rus. Because Megillas Rus is essentially the story of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. After all, we all know that Klal Yisrael, they were standing at the foot of the mountain. Hisyatzmiu betachti sahar. And Klal Yisrael had recited out loud a resounding proclamation of Naseh v'nishma. We're going to do and we're going to learn. That Naseh v'nishma is what forever made us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. We were chosen from all the other nations because unlike all the other nations, that it asks, Maksivba, what's written in that Torah? And Moab came and they heard that you're not allowed to have immoral relationships. You can't have incestual relationships with your family. Well, they said, well, that's not for us because we were born out of such a relationship. And Esav was given the opportunity and they said, Maksivba. And they said, you're not allowed to kill. They said, well, that's not for us because our father Yitzchak told us that we're going to live by the sword. And ultimately, they now came to Yishmael, and Yishmael asked Maksivba, what's written in this Torah? Yishmael was told, Lo Signov, there's no stealing. Well, that's not for us because our yad, our hand is in everything. We put our hands into everything that isn't ours. Until finally it came to Klal Yisrael, and we didn't ask Maksivba, but rather we resounded and we announced and we proclaimed Naseh v'nishma that we're going to do and then we'll learn. We didn't ask any questions. And even though Jewish history would show us that we had suffering and there was great torment and we were persecuted, but we forever remained HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. We remained committed to Hashem. And even though Klal Yisrael, when they proclaimed Naseh v'nishma, they were frightened because they saw the ash, they saw the fire that would befall them. And the Evan Yecheskel explains, what's that ash that they saw before them, that they were frightened even in the aftermath of Naseh v'nishma? The Evan Yecheskel, Reb Avram Weinfeld, he says beautifully, he says the ash, the fire that frightened Am Yisrael in spite of saying Naseh v'nishma and accepting the yoke of Torah upon themselves, they nonetheless were still frightened. Why? Because they saw the ash, they saw the fire. They saw the fire of Olam Hazeh, they saw the furnace. And they saw that Klal Yisrael would be taken alive and be put in ovens and would be persecuted and tormented and there would be destruction of cities and would be kicked out of lands and we'd have nowhere to go. But yet, Klal Yisrael, we announced Naseh v'nishma. And Naseh v'nishma is exactly what Rus took upon herself. Rus, she saw all of the terrible things that had happened to her father-in-law and to her children and to her mother-in-law, to Elimelech's children and to her mother-in-law. And she saw all the famine and she saw that they didn't have any food and they had to travel from different places. And yet, Rus came and she said, Al tifkei bi la'azveich lashuv me'achorayich. Do not urge me to leave you, to turn back and not to follow you. Ki el asher telchi eilech, because where you will go, I'm going to go. Uv'asher talini olin, and where you're going to sleep, I'm going to sleep. Your nation is my nation, and your God is my God. And kasher tamusi amus, and where you will die, even where there is going to be persecution, and there's going to be a fire, there's going to be a furnace, and the Jews are going to be kicked out of lands, and we're going to be persecuted because we are God's chosen people, but nonetheless, where you will die, I will die. And I will be buried there, if that's what it means. That proclamation of Rus is precisely Klal Yisrael's proclamation of Naseh v'nishma. And even though Klal Yisrael was frightened, And even though Klal Yisrael did not and would not have lands to go to and where to turn, but ultimately speaking, Klal Yisrael nonetheless said Naseh V'Nishma. And that's precisely what Rus did as well. Even though she saw all of the destruction, and she saw the famine, and she saw the persecution, and she saw all of the deaths, and she saw all the horrible things that were happening to these people, and yet she wasn't frightened, she wasn't scared, she didn't turn away, but rather she proclaimed, Naseh V'Nishma. That is precisely why we read the story of Rus on Shavuos. Because it's not necessarily about the halachos. A precursor to the halachos was Naseh. We will do, we will come, we will follow in spite of all of the challenges and difficulties. A precursor to the halachos of Tumah and Tahara and Iser and Heter. Before the Nishma was the Naseh. Rus is a precursor to all of the halachos that the Torah has within it. Rus is a story of Naseh. Nishma will come later. It's a story of Klal Yisrael standing B'tachti Sahar and being able to see all of the fire and be frightened, but nonetheless, they still accepted the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon themselves. And that is exactly why, I believe, that is exactly why Elimelech, that is exactly why Elimelech, this Parnes Hador, was not given the opportunity to live. Even though we asked Rebbe's question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him with such a quick punishment? Memaher la'anish adam b'misa. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him so quickly? A swift death. That's not the typical way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would act with people that need to repent. He first takes away their possessions, and only then, when it doesn't work, he gives them illness. And only then, if that doesn't work, then he causes them to die. Why? Why in an instant, in an immediate death? And the reason is, I believe, because being a part of Klal Yisrael is not running away from challenges, is not running away from difficulties, not running away when our people are faced with challenges or difficulties. There are going to be people that are suffering. And the leader of the generation doesn't run away. When Klal Yisrael accepted the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a relationship that guaranteed death, that guaranteed famine, that guaranteed destruction, that guaranteed Golus exile. But with that exile, Klal Yisrael was able to appreciate and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much more meaningful and profound way. Very interestingly, the Medrash Chazal teaches us that the word Nes and the word Nisayon are essentially identical words. And he writes as follows, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he writes beautifully, he says, She'atah timsa l'kol echad mehanisyonos. We find from all of the nisyonos, She'nisnasa Avram Avinu, all of the 10 trials and tribulations that Avraham Avinu endured, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for him, Shenase lo nes Elokai miyuchad l'shaito. Every single one of the nisyonos was accompanied by a nes. Shehaisa b'tzoras Nimrod, when he encountered Nimrod, and he was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, the Nisayon was followed by a Nes, a miracle. A Nisayon brings a person to a clarity, to an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did not have before the Nisayon. He was saved and spared from Or Kasdim by a Nes. The Nisayon turned into a Nes. When Sarah was taken in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave Magefa to Paro and his entire people, again witnessing the Yad Hashem coming and saving the day. Akedas Yitzchak, the Isle appearing, the Malach Hashem coming and saying, stop, again a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the aftermath of a Nisayon. If a person is able to overcome a Nisayon, he will be able to witness a Nes. He'll be able to have greater clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how he works and how he controls the world and the Hashkacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes in our behalf in all types of situations and sequences in our lives. Rashi on the Mishnah and Avos, he tells us that Asar Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu Olav Asholom V'Amad B'Kulam, that Avram Avinu was given 10 trials and he was able to be omed, he withstood all of them. And Rashi comes and tells us, Kinegdon Asa LiYisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Mitzrayim Asar Nisim, the 10 Nisyonos, the 10 trials, the 10 tribulations that Avram Avinu had to endure, and we come and we think about it, how we glorify Avram's Nisyonos. We teach it as a story. Look how exciting it is. We glorify Avram Avinu's Nisyonos, his trials and tribulations. Oh, look how amazing it was that Avram Avinu left his homeland to go to this new place that he had never seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him about it. There was no internet where you can click a button and see, what does Eretz Yisrael have to offer? It doesn't work like that. We glorify it. Little do we know that it was difficult and it was torturous. It was hard. He didn't know what he was going to do, where he was going. And yet he did it. And we glorify HaKadosh Yitzchak. In hindsight, all of us would do it, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do it. We've seen the Yad Hashem until this point. We've seen the hand of Hashem. We've seen the Hashkacha Pratis. Who's not going to come and take up their son and slaughter him as a karban? Wouldn't we all do it? Of course not. But that's the way we tell over the story. No, it was so difficult for Avraham Avinu to do, but yet he was able to overcome that challenge, that trial, those tribulations. And now comes along Rashi and tells us that Kenegdon, that corresponding to the 10 challenges that Avraham was able to overcome when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him after test after test, Kenegdon also Yisrael, corresponding to those 10 trials because they were so difficult and so torturing to Avraham, Kenegdon Asa LiYisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim did for Am Yisrael Asara Nisim, 10 Makos, 10 miracles, V'Asara Al Hayam, and 10 on the Yamsuf, V'Hevi Eser Makos Al HaMitzrim in Mitzrayim V'Asara Al Hayam. And then we also know Kenegdon Nasan Lebonav, because of those 10 trials and tribulations that Avraham Avinu was able to overcome, Klal Yisrael were given the Aseres Hadibros, the 10 commandments, Ubishah Sha'asu Es Ha'egel, and at the time that Klal Yisrael did the Egel, V'nishtabru Haluchos, and the Luchos were broken, Shahayuksuvin, that were written on them, the 10 Dibros, Amdu Lohem Ha'asara Nisyonos. So the 10 Nisyonos that Avraham Avinu performed stood up as a defense attorney on behalf of Am Yisrael. Shelo Kileim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not annihilate and destroy Am Yisrael. Wherever Klal Yisrael is faced with a challenge and we're able to overcome those challenges, it's at that precise time and place and moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, where a person is able to see the Yad Hashem. That's what it means to be part of our nation. That's Naaseh V'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma,
together with Naseh and Nishma, with Klal Yisrael standing by the foot of the mountain, and the mountain hanging over their heads, and Klal Yisrael seeing a prophecy of Eish, of fire, of persecution, of being thrown into a furnace. But yet, we're forever intertwined with Hashem. And whenever we're able to overcome, and wherever we are able to endure, it is at that precise moment where we will see the Yad Hashem, where we will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, His intervention, His providence over this world, the Hashgacha Pratis. Eli Melech, he didn't want it. He wasn't interested in the Nisayon. He wasn't interested in the Aniyim coming to him time and time again. That was his challenge, to open up his pocket, to help Am Yisrael, to be able to be with Am Yisrael when we are facing our greatest challenges. When there isn't food, that's the time that we have to band together, because when we are faced with a challenge is where we will see the Yad Hashem in its most greatest way. He said he wasn't interested. That's the punishment. Mina keneged mita. That's the har. That's the mountain that was being held upon Klal Yisrael. And if they didn't accept the fire, the nisayon with the nes, then the mountain is going to drop upon them and they're going to die. Sham tehe kfur roschem. At that precise moment, they were going to be buried under the mountain. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works when you're coming and suggesting you don't want to be part of Am Yisrael. When you're not willing to come and endure the challenges and the trials and the tribulations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told us, Shom Tehei Kfur Roschem, you're going to die. So if you don't accept Naseh V'Nishma with the Eish Gedolah, with the fire and the furnace and the trial and the Gullus, that's when you're going to die. And that's exactly and precisely what happened with Elimelech. He died at that moment. In Yoni Dioma, we now are part of Jewish history. The title of tonight's shir was Rus, A Journey Through Jewish History. We now, in the year 2020, we are part of Jewish history. And the question that Klal Yisrael was asked when they came and announced Naseh V'Nishma, are you willing to accept the Nisayon with the Nes? And we said yes. And that holds true for us today as well. We have an enormous challenge that's before us. As individuals, we all have our trials and tribulations. We all have to endure our suffering, everyone on their own madrega. The greater nisayon, the greater challenge, the greater nes, the greater miracle that a person will experience and see. And as a collective Am Yisrael, we're standing at the foot of the mountain. And now we're about to recite Naseh V'Nishma all over again. Which means that we have to endure our challenges and embrace them and accept them as a badge of honor, as an initiation into a very exclusive, elitist club. That's only for us, at the exclusion of all others. When we came and recited Naseh V'Nishma, we became Asher Bachar Bono Mikol Ha'amim. V'Nasam Lano Es Torosu, He gave us His Torah. And with His Torah came those challenges and those difficulties. Rus is a precursor to all of the halachos. She's part of Jewish history. She embodies Jewish history.
where it was tough and it was difficult, and yet, in spite of all of the challenges and difficulties, she announced out loud, Na'aseh, I'm going to do it. I want it. I want to be part of this religion. I want to be Davak to Hashem. As Rebbe writes, Lo ichpas lo mehateva, shelo me'afshar lenami laleda. She wasn't considering that Nami wasn't any longer able to produce children that she could marry. Lo ichpas lo mishum davar ba'olam. She wasn't interested in anything that was going on in the world. Kol she'ifasa, her entire she'ifos, her all that she desired and that she yearned for, was lehiskari of lekedusha, to come close to holiness, v'lios Yehudia Shalema, to be a righteous Jew. Bechol nime nafsha hi mishtokekes lihidabik b'Hashem Yisparach. From every fiber of her being, she only yearned to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is precisely why she was zochet to David HaMelech, because that's the person that you want leading the charge. That's the king that's going to take you into battle. When there are nisyonos, challenges, that is when you will see the greatest nisim, the greatest miracles. And Mirza Hashem, our nisayon, our trials and our tribulations should turn into nisim. We should be zoche, we should merit to see the hashgachas Hashem, the divine intervention in our lives on a communal level and obviously also on an individual level. As we come and we recite Na'aseh V'Nishma, which means that we will be facing challenges, we daven to Hashem that we should be zoche to see the Nisim as well. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.